and are so excited to share.
Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdrastuytse. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
It's just always something. I'm going to cut that off.
Oh, that was it. All righty now. Good to care that did it. Okay, where was I? I digress. Those in need of prayer. Let us take a moment of time and give thanks that we don't need prayer, and pray for those who do. Today's subject is something I know you are sick of hearing about, and I know I am. Every conversation I hear is the Will Smith and Chris Rock fiasco, but this is the deal. You're not hearing what's really going on behind the scenes, because this is just a distraction. What do you know about Zelda distraction? Because what's really going on, what's really going on with the laws and the things that we should be concerned about for now and our future, we're not focusing on, because we're focusing on this distraction. The whole world is. A distraction, people. Don't talk about that. Because I joined my, have my early morning hibiscus tea. Oh, good little tea. You know, just wakes up the respiratory system and all that good stuff. My guest today is Brother Lionel Abdul Haq of Community Cultivation, and he's going to break it down for us. In the news today, I just had to mention this, is anti-lynching bill was passed in honor of Emmett Till. It took y'all 30 years to pass the anti-lynching bill. What does that tell you? Distractions, people, they really don't care about. Well, Michael Jackson said it. They really don't care about us. 30 years, that's a bit much. I could see 3 years. For 30, you need to talk to your people. Have a conversation. Get some more laws on the books. Don't take 30 years. I digress. If you're listening online, we'd love to have you join us this morning. Please, please feel free to post your comments at on our Facebook channel, facebook.com/HLNTV1, and our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, and on Instagram, I'm Zelda Speaks, the number 2 and the letter U, and also on our, on my channel, Zelda Speaks. If you're headed out and about this morning, it is beautiful outside, as beautiful as it's going to get, 44 degrees, up to 50 degrees today. Traffic and Weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of iText.com. If you want to go to the Caribbean, Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, anywhere you want to go, you can go through iText.com. But you got to use the promo code ZELDA. Thank you, Richard McGee. Always giving thanks to the ancestors. Andrew Kent Kuzet, my former co-workers at B103 WGCI. Yeah, Trailblazers of the community, and thank you for them. If you're headed out and about, remember you got to use that promo code ZELDA to get that $100 to go shopping immediately. No reported delays on Metro or CTA, but on the expressway is a hot mess. I don't care what expressway you are on. Inbound on the Kennedy is 31 minutes, 29 on the reverse. On the Eden's inbound, it's 24:19 outbound. On the Eisenhower, just get off of it. Just get off. It's an hour and a half in one direction. Inbound, outbound, it's pretty much the same, an hour. Just get off the Eisenhower, take a street. There's an earlier crash at Independence that has been cleared up on the inbound, and on the outbound at First Avenue, there was a crash. So there's just chaos on the Eisenhower this morning. Stevenson, 18 minutes inbound. 14 on the reverse on the Dan Ryan, 20 minutes in due to accidents. That's taking, you know, everything jams every day. That's 20 minutes in, 15 out on the Bishop Ford, 15 in and 12 out. And Lakeshore Drive, DuSavo Lakeshore Drive is 10 minutes in both directions. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of iText.com. If you are a member of the human species and you have been inside for a while, chances are you may have gained a few pounds. You may be diabetic and not know it, so you might want to go to diabeticdonut.com and download the free ebook on how I reverse type 2 diabetes. If I can do it, you can too. So, excuse me. Here is your word for the day, after you remember to set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, and 24/7 on the World Wide Web, Higher Learning TV Show. That's YouTube.com, Higher Learning TV Show. And our word of inspiration today, April 4th, it's entitled Drill Down. And I get these from Mike House. He sends me something every day from the Bronze Report. So if you Google him, his name, it'll show up, the Bronze Report. And it says, miners of every valuable natural resource or commodity know that what is being sought as a thing of value is not found at the surface level. They know that the acquisition requires drilling deep down through layers of soil and rocks created over millions of years to get the treasure they are seeking. So it is with us as miners of the riches of the mind, seeking the spiritual gifts implanted within our souls. We must too drill down into and through the layers of old beliefs, attitudes, and states of consciousness found in the subconscious mind. We must go deep within to discover, uncover, and extract the spiritual treasures found there. We use spiritual soap and water for cleansing the subconscious phase of mind. The spiritual tools of denial cut through the layers of accumulated attitudes, beliefs, and states of consciousness that we have outlived. We release them and claim our treasures through affirmations, forming a foundation upon which our new consciousness can stand out and find support. And we'll be doing those affirmations shortly. About wisdom, the Lord said, earth as foundations by understanding he set the heavens in place. Proverbs 3 and 19. Inspirational. From Mike House, right here, Other Female Solutions. And I hope you enjoyed that. And if you did, when you call in, feel free to comment and let us know. And you can also comment online. Viata, my sister of the microphone, says, Grand Rising Sister. There's an echo, I know, right? Trying to get rid of it. Don't quite know what is causing it. So maybe get Naeem on the line and figure out what's going on here, because it's time for morning meditation. Can you hear? Is there still an echo? Is there still an echo? Yep, there's still an echo. What can go wrong will, because it's Monday morning. Yeah, I hear it too. And I don't know what, you know what? I am going to close this window out. That's what the problem was. Who was it? Was it? I'm going to end it over here. I think I had both of them up. Leave, yeah. So that should get rid of the echo. The echo's gone. I think I just made a boo-boo. You are not connected to the internet. Am I not connected to the internet? And I don't want to end the episode. And I see I'm here. Okay. So I'll just keep continuing until somebody tells me something different. How about that? Okay, it's time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And why do we do this? Because this is something we need to practice on a daily basis, because we all stress the hell out. And this is a practice that you can do in 5-10 seconds. It don't take the 5 or 10 minutes that I'm going to do it, but this is just to give you an idea of what to expect when you are interrupted during the course of your day and you got work to do and people are all up in your Kool-Aid and don't know the flavor, and it's like all you got to do is just inhale through your nose and people will look at you like you're crazy, but it works every time. So let us become still as we prepare for this moment.
And you just heard the sound of the chimes as a reminder to gather our thoughts. It's just to become still and take a long, deep inhale through the nose. Sitting up straight, feet flat on the floor. Nothing in your hands, arms. Just simply paying attention to the breath as we inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Did you feel that in your body? You should feel that all up in here because you just sent a signal from your brain to your heart to inhale and enjoy the vibration of the breath. So this time when we breathe, put your right hand over your forehead and your left hand on your heart and inhale deeply through the nose. Hold it. And exhale. Inhale deeply. This is where you take your time to spend some time with yourself. And exhale. Now take both hands and place them on your sides. And as you breathe in, feel your stomach expand. That's how you'll know you're breathing right. Inhale deeply. Hold it. Feel your stomach expand. That means you took a long, deep breath. If you didn't feel it, you didn't breathe deep enough. Okay, so exhale. Blow it out. And let's inhale again. Inhale deeply through the nose. Feel that stomach inhale. Yeah, feel that stomach expand. Yeah, you did it that time. And exhale. Once more, long, deep inhale. Hold it. And exhale. And I want you to continue to breathe in and breathe out through the nose, feeling the energy of the breath enveloping your body, giving life and energy to each and every organ as you inhale. Giving thanks for the power of the breath because someone somewhere is unable to breathe on their own, and look at you breathing all on your own. Close your eyes. You should not be looking at me but the inside of your eyelids as we inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. As we give thanks for the power of the breath to calm us down in any situation because it is the breath that creates the atmosphere of peace, even if there is chaos all around you. So we inhale once more. Giving thanks for the power of the breath. As we exhale, inhaling. Hold it. And exhale. And this time as we inhale, let's take the power of the breath to the top of the head. Inhale. Hold it, and bringing the energy down from the head to the face, to the shoulders as we exhale. Inhale once more. Bringing those arms up, and bringing them down as we exhale. Inhale up, and exhale down. All the time breathing through the nose. Inhale up. And as we exhale, turn to the side if you can. If you've got a chair, stretch that body as you exhale. Oh, yeah, that's real. That stretch feels good. Exhale. Inhale deeply. Hands up. Turn to the side and exhale. If you've got a high back chair like me, you simply grab it and hold that twisted body. Yeah, feel good, doesn't it? And exhale. Inhale deeply. And turn back around, hands up and hands down as we exhale. Inhale once more. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Now let's take the thoughts from our mind and put them in our breath. And send all those thoughts as we inhale, send them upstairs to the brain. As we exhale, inhale. And as we exhale, feeling the energy flow down through the face and the shoulders and the arms. Stretch those arms and rotate that body. And inhale once more. And exhale, sending the power of the breath down through the chest, the sides, the hips. Yeah, we do the higher learning hip roll here because the body needs to be moving as much as possible. And I'm sitting for 2 hours, and so are you. So you need to move those hips as we inhale deeply. And exhale, sending love, light, and energy down through the hips and the thighs and the knees as I rub on those knees or whatever parts of your body is speaking to you, down through the legs and the ankles and the arches as we inhale deeply. Sending more love, light, and energy down through the insteps and the top and the bottom of the feet and the toes. Yes, wiggle those toes. And sending more love and light and energy back up through the legs and the knees and the thighs and the back and the buttocks as we inhale and as we exhale. And as we bring that energy back up through the top of the torso and back to the shoulders as we stretch and give thanks for a body that moves. And as we inhale once more, bringing the energy of the body back up through the neck and the face and the top of the head, and we exhale, then we give thanks that we have breath this morning because someone somewhere did not make it. And you are one of the ones who did. If you have breath in your body this morning, and you put your left hand over your heart and it's still beating, that means you have purpose. You have things to do. And I know there's a lot on your plate, but all you got to do is inhale deeply, write them down, and commit to a date and time. Talking to myself now. And we'll be just fine as we inhale and give thanks for the power of the breath as we inhale. And as you exhale, bring the head down forward, chin to chest, and slowly rotate that head to the left. And slowly bring it around to the back. Slowly, slowly, slow down. You're moving too fast. You should just be getting to the right. And bring the head back around. Head up. Inhale deeply. And exhale, bringing that head back down. Slowly rotating to the right. Slowly, slowly, slowly. You should just be getting to the back. And slowly to the left. And slowly bringing the head back around to the front. Head up. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, look to the left as far as you can, feeling a stretch in the right part of the neck. Feels good, doesn't it? Yeah. And bring the head back. Inhale deeply once more. And look to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the left side of the neck. And exhale. Does that feel good? Yes. Inhale deeply. And exhale. As you just keep your eyes closed for a moment, giving thanks for the power of the breath, giving thanks that you recognize this power within you that can save you, that can help you in times of chaos and confusion as you continue to breathe in. And as you continue to breathe out, because deep breathing expands the lungs, as we give thanks for the lungs. Inhale deeply. We give thanks for the power of the brain to send directions to the lungs and the liver and the heart and the spleen and the spine. We give thanks for all those body parts that are working. Unbeknownst to us, they are working on our behalf, and we don't even feel it. We don't know it until we have a little pain in the body. That's telling us. So when you have pain in the body, ask that pain, what is it trying to tell you? Too much fried food? Inhale deeply. And exhale. Fried foods are not always chicken. It's not always meat. It's potato chips, cheese, corns, and all that other good stuff we like. Mm-hmm. Fried foods. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And we give thanks for the systems in our body, the assimilation system, the digestive system, and the elimination system, because some of y'all are constipated, you know it, right? Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that later. Just email me. Go to higherlearningnetwork.org and email me. I'll send you the information as we inhale deeply. And exhale. We We give thanks for the process of elimination because we cannot walk around constipated all day. It just don't work. It gives you a funky attitude, just a nasty attitude because you're irritable because you backed up. So let's unback it up, beginning with the breath and then a stool softener. We'll talk about that later. Inhale deeply. Giving thanks for all the powers that the body has that we don't even recognize because we have not been taught that in regular school. But we give thanks that we know it now and we practice it. And there is something, this is something that you can practice on your own. Yes, feel free to open your eyes and inhale deeply and give thanks that you're still here. And when you want to practice this in your office, at home, at school, in the bathroom, go to the bathroom, sit on the toilet for 30, 60 seconds and just breathe in and breathe out. Close your eyes. Hope it ain't funky in there so you can inhale through your nose. And just breathe and give thanks for the Creator for directions of what to do next and what to say next and probably not say anything. Just listen. You know how hard that is not to respond when somebody's accusing? Don't say, just look at them crazy. And then after you look at them crazy for about 10 seconds, do this. You're going to really think you're crazy then. And then if you blow out through your nose, through your mouth, not through your nose, through your mouth. Because if you forgot to brush your teeth, you got a little garlic or a little onion, a little funk on your breath, oh, they're going to back up. I promise you. They're going to back up. Okay, I'll be back. I'll talk to you later. Okay, you know what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah. And that is possible because all you have to do is do it. Just start breathing. But it's a challenge to breathe when you're stressed out. So be sure and breathe in and breathe out. And be sure and share this because we all need it. We're all stressed out. And share my YouTube page too, Zelda Speaks. Got two of them. Zelda Speaks to you, the number two, and the letter U. Feel like, what's his name, Frank Woolery from, what was the old dating show, dating, anyway, I know I'm dating myself. Anyway, Zelda Speaks to you, and also Zelda Speaks Mindfulness, so that's available for you. And you can share that. And that, my friend, is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And thank you so much for joining me. If you're joining us online, we appreciate that. You can go to our YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show, as well. Did I say that too fast? You know, I have a tendency to talk real fast. Okay, I'll slow down and say it. YouTube.com, Higher Learning TV Show. And if you'd like to go to our Facebook page, Facebook.com, HLNTV1. Jody Susan, our Tuesday host, says, Grand Rising Beauty, best stool softeners will be magnesium. I take it 2 times daily. Tell them, Jody, if anybody knows, you know. You are so funny. Well, you know I'm a little cuckoo this early in the morning, so what can I say? But thank you very much. I thank you for joining us. And today we're talking about the Will Smith fiasco behind the scenes. It's a distraction, y'all. And I gotta tell you, we've been bamboozled. We've been hoodwinked. They've been fooling us. All the stuff that's going on behind the scenes, and we don't even know it because we're focused on this garbage, right? Okay. Well, when we come back, we're going to have Brother Lionel Abdul-Hawk from Community Cultivation, and he's going to break it down. And if you want to break it down, you got comments, you can do that. You can also share this information. And you can call in at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. We're going to take our first break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique QuickLink that she can share with friends to begin earning quick cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's QuickLink on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's QuickLink, Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickLink and begin earning quick cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional quick cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their quick cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use quick cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
And that is QuickClick.com. What is QuickClick, Zelda? QuickClick is the new Amazon. If you have been a shopper, like most of us have, because we've been trained.
Welcome to QuickClick, where customers can buy, share, and earn.
Okay,
meet Sam.
Why
pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchased.
Be quiet. Don't you see me trying to run the show here? Okay, you have to talk to commercials. Yeah, I talked about plants. I talked to commercials. I talked to everything. Because everything is living and breathing. So why not talk to it? I digress. I wanted to show you my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, because that information is also on there. And why am I sharing this with you? Because we have a tendency to spend instead of investing, and that has gotten us to a place in life where it's not the best place to be. So I want to share with you my blog. As you can see on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, this is just some information here. I'm always updating it, and I want to share. But I just, you know, Women's History Month is old, but I just had to share this. This is a 100-year-old National Park Service Ranger, Betty Reed Soskin. She retired. 100 years young! Oh, who does that? Okay. She worked till 100, so I just had to show that to you. But I want to scroll down to QuickClick so that I can show you exactly what I'm talking about. This is the page right here. what is it? Are you still giving away your hard-earned cash? So that's from April 3rd. So if you go there, you'll get a chance to see that and all of the information that's there that's available to you, because I and myself and our team here at the Higher Learning Network, we specialize in getting resources available for the homeless. And if you go to our YouTube page, you will see that, facebook.com/HLNTV1. We ask for donations, tax-deductible donations at that, for the homeless. We purchase generators, we purchase heaters, coils, and canisters that they need, because you probably slept in a nice warm bed last night, and they slept on a cold ground. So we make it our business to try and help. Why you do this, Zelda? Because in February 2019, my little brother, Douglas Robinson, was murdered in Tent City by another homeless man. And that information is in the Chicago Tribune. It was on my blog, so all you got to do is Google. And I was not aware that there was so much homelessness. Now I am, so this is my commitment to my little brother and the homeless people, that I will do what I can. I don't have Willie Wilson's money where I can donate $1 million, but I can ask you for a donation, and no donation is too small. We like the kind that jingles, but we prefer the kind that folds, okay? We need dollars, because dollars will help. Canisters, you can go pick them up at Walmart. They're only $10 for, or you can get one that's $5. So whatever your budget can afford is tax deductible, and all you have to do is go to higherlearningnetwork.org, and that information will be available to you. But I know the information you want right about now is the chaos and the confusion that everybody's talking about, and that is the Will Smith, Chris Rock fiasco. What's really going on behind the scenes? So what I'm going to do is go to the phone line, and you can call in and ask questions too at 515-605-9325, but you got to press 1 to speak. But right now, I'm going to our guest, Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, who will be joining the show. Welcome, 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 Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation. So he gonna break it down. Grand Rising, my brother. How are you this morning?
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to the Most High. Thank you very much for inviting me back again. And I want to greet all of your listeners with peace and send a blessed greeting of blessed Ramadan to all Muslims who are fasting. And thank you very much. Looking forward to the discussion.
And I am joining the fast today. Yes, I am, because I have discovered, Lionel, that fasting is the quickest way to healing, because it allows the body to rest. We work these organs 24/7 for 60, 70, 80 years, and we wonder why we're sick. Okay.
We overwork it, really.
Yeah. Overwork.
We wear it out. But,
our systems are not the only thing being overworked. Our brains are being overworked. And our brains are being fed distractions. I am so over looking at all the controversy. The last one I saw was Chris Rock's brother, what's his name, Tony Rock, on YouTube, and he at his comedy show, and he made the reference that, you know, there are, I think he said, 8 or 9 Rock brothers, and we Rocks don't play that, and we gonna rock it, so just watch to see what's gonna happen. And I was like, oh, okay, I hope there's not some, what they call it, kickback, flashback, clapback, that's what they call it from that. So, you know, we have to be careful what we say. And so far what we've said, Lionel, is I don't think that the American public and the world is aware of what's really going on. It's a distraction. Laws are being made. Things are being said and done without our approval, and we wonder why the world is in the way, in the shape that it's in. What's your take, Lionel?
Well, it's in the words of it comes to my mind some words from one of our great teachers, Maya Angelou, said that reality has changed so often in in these modern times before her very eyes that she no longer even accepts that the first thing that she hears is going to be the truth.
Mm.
And that she anticipates that it is going to change from the first things that she hears. So she doesn't even put a whole lot of confidence or faith in that at all. But anticipate that it's going to change whatever she's being told today. It's going to change tomorrow. So she don't put a whole lot of confidence in the first thing that she's told. Another thing is that the first casualty in war is the truth. And that's very true. So we have to recognize that we've been misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray, and that it's going to continue until we stop accepting what we're being told.
Because the powers that be don't necessarily have our best interests at heart. So, as Dr. Maya Angelou, don't believe it. Don't believe the hype. First thing that you hear, you might want to question it. You might want to question what the source, where it came from. See, because even though we have all this information available to us on the internet, we just believe whatever they say. And there is so much going on back and forth on the internet about a man protecting his wife. And the first thing that came to my mind, because my husband posted on there, if anybody did anything to me, you know, he would cross a river, jump a sea, whatever. And he would have did the same thing. But then I sat, and, you know, and I co-signed on that, too. Then I thought about it. I was like, yeah, but violence begets violence. Is that really the right thing to do? Then I thought about it. I said, what's really going on is that I believe, in my mind, that Will was triggered. There was some trauma in his life. How do I know this? Because I've got trauma in my life. We've all got it. And when you see it outside of yourself, you recognize it. You say, oh, that's what was going on. So the fact that he even wrote a book detailing his experiences as a child where he saw his dad beat his mom or slap her or whatever he did, but it was physical abuse. Somewhere in his mind, you know, they say there's issues in your tissues. Somewhere in his mind, because they never leave, those experiences, those memories of those experiences, they never leave. They are there, buried in the subconscious mind. So Will saw him as himself. Look at me being a psychologist, right? This is just me. What Will saw himself as being as a protector of his wife. And that flashback he had as a child not being able to protect his mom when his dad slapped his mom, that's where I think the connection between the conscious and the subconscious was in his head. And he's like, okay, I got to protect my queen, so let me go up here and show Chris Rock the man that I am. What do you think about that theory?
Well, any theory is as good as any other when they're just theory. They just, you know. But, you know, the situation with Chris Rock and Will Smith in the context of the Oscars, in the context of where it took place and what was going on, is really, from my perspective, the real issue. The whole idea of the Academy Awards is something that takes a whole different level, because you're talking about people who are controlling the mainstream, particularly of America and the Western, so-called Western world. They control, they generate, they create the reality that we respond to, that we are affected by, that we live by.
Lionel, excuse me for a minute. I just got a note from Naima. It says, you sound really muffled. Can you put your phone on speaker or take it off of speaker so we can see if the sound will be a little clearer because we can't really hear you.
Okay. All right, that's better.
Oh, that's 100% better. Thank you, Naima.
Okay. So, yeah, the whole concept of life in America is generated through movies, through mass media programming.
Mm.
And so in the context of the Oscar, in the context of that presentation, it takes on a whole different focus, you know, a whole different understanding because you're dealing with people who put on a show, a false show, not a real show. They don't put on a, they don't, we talked some time ago about the word show being in the dictionary twice, one representing a presentation of what is real and another one defined as a false show. Both words spelled exactly the same way in the dictionary twice. So you have to understand that the idea of illusion, the idea of misinformation is part or is basically what the Oscar, the whole industry is about. And they have created a false reality in the minds of the Western world about what is life. And the story of the imitation of life is it captures the whole concept of what the Oscars and the motion picture industry is about. They're willfully, deliberately deceiving and misrepresenting what life is about to the people who they control through their medium. And that is where we have been, and that is where we are today. And until we get real, as the young people say, and recognize, as the young people say, these facts, these truths, we will be continually misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray.
Wow, right on target. If you just joined the conversation this morning, the topic is the Will Smith, Chris Rock fiasco, what really happened behind the scenes, and that voice you hear is the voice of Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. I am so glad you bring up that point that life that the Oscars are promoting makes the average actor, actress, or the average person want to be in that field. And that field is not real. It's an illusion.
Not only do they want to be in that, because that's the highest, there's no business like show business.
Yeah.
That's the song. The song. There's no business like show business. Like no business I know.
Yeah.
This is power. This is. If you are part of the show business industry, you are a part of the king's court. You are a member of the king's court. You are one of his allies. You are one of the tools in his toolbox that the king uses to rule the masses of the people, the peasants, the servants. Now they have no rights. They have the rights that they have is an illusion. It's not a reality.
Jody,
the concept,
it's a complete illusion.
Oh, it's an illusion based on the fact that you think you are doing something to contribute to the reality. Your vote. When people talk about their vote, 50% of the people don't even vote. And so how do you think you have a democracy when the process by which you participate in the system only has 50% of the people participating?
Mm.
And the 50% that is participating are divided 50-50 in terms of the participation, one for one party, one for the other. So really you got basically about 25% of the people electing the officials who run the country, and they don't represent but 25% of the people's opinion in terms of what they represent and what their leadership is going to be about. And then you've got the reality that most of the people who run are obligated to the people who pay for their campaign, who finance their campaign, which is usually large corporations who benefit from people being stupid.
Oh,
the dumber the people are, the easier it is to sell them stuff at enormous prices that may or may not work anyway.
That may or may not work anyway. Wow. Because we are conditioned from birth
to be consumers.
Yes. Not in high school. From birth. Your parents.
And a consumer driven economy is a foolish driven economy. It is driven by people who have no control and who are victims of their, or slaves to their appetites. When the appetite to buy something comes up in them, they have no resistance. It jumps up in an excited way, the spirit to go out and get this because it's exciting, and they can't stop. They have no will. They have no willpower. They have no discipline whatsoever. And as a consequence, they can't stop.
Ask the sisters who spent money on hair products. Not to offend anybody, just making a fact. On hair products, on shoes, on purses. What sale do you used to shop to? That was then and this is now. I was one of them too.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yes, it is. And it doesn't get any better.
The circumstances of COVID and the violence and stuff that's in the community and the neighborhoods, terrible stuff. I mean, that is putting a check on people's behavior and on people's thinking more than anything else. And unfortunately, that's what it takes to get people to respond and to change. To recognize, as the kids say, when things become dangerous, when things become less fun, then it becomes something people think about. And as a consequence, when people start to think, they start to see things. They start to recognize things.
Mm-hmm.
And change is happening, but it's not happening as a result of people having a conscious and willful attitude that I'm wrong, this world is all messed up, and we have to submit our hearts and minds to our Creator and ask for guidance, pray for guidance, and then be willing to accept the guidance and follow it.
Mm.
And what you said about fasting is so profound. Because this is a remedy. It is created as a remedy. It is prescribed as a remedy for whatever ails your spirit. It is a purification not of just the body, but it also purifies your spirit. It strengthens your spirit, your will, your. It puts the mind back over the body as opposed to the body being over the mind.
Yes, sir.
And that is the beginning of a developing human life, when the body is over the mind.
Hmm. Yes,
that's the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
But that is not the way it is in a world where people have been programmed to accept, to respond to the impulses of their flesh as if the flesh was God. The flesh was the boss and the man was the slave.
Mm. As they say, we are all slave to something. And that just reminds me you know, with that commercial we always see, I mean, it's many commercials, not just this one commercial, you know, have it your way. And you wonder why you want a burger. And you wonder why you want to have it. I mean, it's in your face. You're being programmed all day to want something that you don't need, that you don't necessarily need. You might need to eat, but you might not necessarily need a burger that's going to clog your colon and possibly give you cancer in the next 10 years, you know? And then here they come with the fake meat. I digress, but I had to share that because we are being subliminally programmed from birth, and we don't realize it until we get to a certain state of consciousness in our being. I talked about that in my first book, The Passion Principles, I wrote in 1997, about how programming. Every Monday morning, there is a meeting at every radio station on the planet, and it's called a sales meeting. They are preparing. They are preparing an agenda, how to keep your mind focused on keeping your radio on that particular station for as long as possible, and to sell and promote you many products as possible. And the products may or may not work. I remember I'm working at Gospel Radio 1390. People were calling in all the time. You know, I heard this commercial. I bought such and such. It don't work. I hear that over and over and over and over again. And it's like, you know it don't work. Why are you still purchasing these kinds of things? It's because we have been programmed to listen and to watch sources outside of ourselves. We have not been programmed. How many of you know anybody that's been programmed to go within, to get quiet and spend the first 5 minutes alone? No, I don't know anybody, and I'm almost 70. You know anybody? Okay, you might know one or two or three or four, but you don't know, because that's not what they programmed you to do. If you have not been programmed to spend some quiet time and look behind the scenes of all this chaos and confusion that's going on in the world, you'll be just like everybody else, waiting on the next conversation. Okay, so what conversation are we going to talk about today? Okay, so he gave up the Oscar, and what next? That's what we're waiting on. But now we're not waiting on that. We're waiting on Lionel Abdul-Haq to continue breaking it down for us. Oh, it's 8 o'clock. We've got to have another commercial break. And when we come back, if you would like to comment, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. And the topic of the conversation, not your conversation, but the topic of the conversation is Will Smith, Chris Rock fiasco, what's really going on behind the scenes. Stay close, and we'll be right back to share that with you.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Sun. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Best Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of
the... Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Host Zelda Speaks, and we are now on the ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, and I want to share with you, if you can see, I'm on the blog here. I'm going to click on that page, and you'll get a chance to see what I was telling you about the last commercial that we talked about, helping the homeless. This is one of the products that we use at the Higher Learning Network. Well, it's one that I use to help mend my broken bones. It's the Tahitian Noni Original Juice, and that's the juice that I ordered. I only order things from the click that I need. We're not just ordering things that we don't need, and that is just one of the products. If you are, if your immune system has been compromised, and just because you know the it's become okay not to wear a mask, you still need to keep your immune system up. So the one thing that I buy, and I strongly suggest that everybody else do the same, because if you have issues with your immune system, your body goes down. That's one of the things that we buy for the and all the donates, the checks that come in, not the checks, you know, they'll send paper checks. The amount that shows up in your checking account is for the homeless. That's what we spend our money on, the proceeds from it. And this is the other one, too. This is the hot cocoa. We've only ordered two things. And we're getting checks from hot cocoa. I keep saying checks. We're getting the money from the account from the hot cocoa. This is what we use to keep the homeless warm. If you go to our page, higherlearningnetwork.org website, you'll see that the work that we do and keeping them warm, because yes, we are our brother's keepers, and our brothers and our sisters are in need of help. So it's a tax-deductible donation. We like the kind of jingles, but we prefer the kind of folds. So go to higherlearningnetwork.org today and make a donation. Or you can go to Walmart or Target or any of those and just get some butane, because that's what we're working on right now. They need butane to keep warm. We slept very well in our warm beds last night. So if you can find it in your heart, I know it's the first of the month, we're doing all the mortgage and all, car note, all that other stuff too, but save up for it to buy at least one canister. And I thank you for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to do that. And to continue with this conversation with Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq on The Female Solution. And we're talking about Will Smith, Chris Rock fiasco. What's really going on behind the scenes with Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. If Lionel, if you would be so kind to take up where you left off. We're talking about the Oscars and the mislead of information and how we're being sucked into programming and we don't even realize it.
Yes, well, it's really not just about the Oscars. It's really about the way life has been projected to us, and the ideas that we follow in terms of what we think life is about are all created through the Oscars. It's all created by the motion picture industry. It is mass media programming that feeds us our ideas about what is important and what life is. Mm-hmm. And that is the problem. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Will Smith and that's all part of that in the context of where they were and what they were about at the time, what they were doing, they were a part of the Oscar presentation. And this is what I'm trying to get people to understand, that the whole industry is about creating an illusion, an imitation of life that the people follow. And the two movies that we've talked about in the past, The Truman Show and Interview with the Vampire, are two movies that everybody needs to really focus on in terms of getting an understanding of how we got to be so dumb and dumber, how we get to be dumb and dumber, and how we have been created, how the world has been created to accept the value system of war, the value system of makeup, of women wearing high heel shoes and being half naked all the time. This is not a natural situation. This is a situation that has been created as an illusion, an imitation of life. And people are following it only because that's the only life they've been programmed to follow. And all the problems that we have in our society are especially the physical, mental, and illnesses that we have are more the result of our mind and spirit being dominated by material ideals than it is by anything else. That our physical problems, our ailments, cancer, heart disease, stroke, and mental illness especially, are all the result of our being programmed into a false imitation of life. And we have to get real about what life is. And fasting, once again, is one of the fundamental keys or prescriptions that the divine have given, that the God of the universe have given, that will, if you follow, if you practice it, it will straighten out a whole bunch of problems, especially for Muslims to read the whole Quran, the entire book in 30 days. It will do more. It will do more for your spirit and your soul than not eating during the daylight hours.
Oh, did you hear that? Not eating during the daylight. So you eat at sundown and then again at sun up.
Reading the Quran, what I said was the reading the Quran for 30 days, the whole book in 30 days, would do more for your spirit and your soul than anything else. Than not eating. The not eating part is part of the fast. But the biggest part of the fast is reading the Holy Quran in 30 days.
And how many people are going to do that? Well, that's another story. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. We've got some calls waiting to comment, Lionel. You want to take a few calls?
Sure.
574-341. You live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. Where are you calling from? And where you call? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Hillbilly Johnson, man. And I'm from Alabama now. And I don't believe the females are a solution to anything.
Wait. What's your name? And where are you calling from?
I know you got a problem with buttons, right? I already figured that out. My name is Hillbilly Johnson. I'm from Alabama. Did you get that? I know.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know what that was about, but that's not a call.
We don't have time to waste. We don't have time to waste with foolishness.
No, we don't.
And I appreciate you cutting that off.
Yes, sir.
That sounded like foolishness from the very beginning.
Yes, that's why I couldn't understand.
And the more you indulge foolishness, the worse it gets.
Yes, you are absolutely right. Let's get somebody that's sane this morning. Matter of fact, we'll just let you continue. How about that?
All praise due to the Most High.
Yes, sir.
Again, the things that God has prescribed, that most religions have as part of their acts of worship, are fasting, prayer, charity. Now, any one of those things, any one of them, if you exercise them in accordance with the spirit that is directed also for doing those things, you will gain more than you would if you ran around the block every day trying to lose weight or stay in shape. If you would do more charity, if you would do more fasting, if you would do more good deeds, I guarantee you, you would have much better health. You would have much better view of the world than you would if you did anything else.
Mm.
The prescriptions that God has prescribed, the things that he has prescribed as acts of worship for people who believe, would do more to help your condition mentally and physically than anything else you can do, especially if you do it for the pleasure of pleasing Allah, God, your creator. If you try to please God, God will please you. No doubt about it.
All right, now, I said no doubt about it. But you got to be serious, too. You just can't
sincere.
Say
sincere. You got to be sincere.
Yes.
You can't be playing. You can't be acting. You can't
right.
be acting like you act with everybody else.
Right.
You got to be for real.
Right.
And God, you can't fool God. You can't fool God.
No,
God
you
know
can't.
When you're jiving.
There's a lot of things and a lot of people you can fool, but Creator is not one of them. The Creator put you here. So if you are in that mindset, you might want to rethink that one.
Be for real. Be for real.
And that's what the young folks say is be for real. But how can you be for real when you don't know what real is?
Be the opposite of what you've been told.
Did you hear that? Do the opposite of what you've been told, because 9 times out of 10, what you've been told is not the truth. It's all part of the illusion. It's all a game. What was the name? Florence Scovel Shinn. You can get it at the library, this book or audio called The Game of Life. This is a game, and we're being played, and we don't even know it. That is until today. Because now that you know something about it, you can do something about it. You can't do anything about it if you don't have the knowledge. And how do you grow in that knowledge? Continue, my brother.
Be sincere. Be sincere. Be sincere. The more sincere you are, the easier it gets.
Mm.
It's not complicated.
No.
We've been misled. Bamboozled, run amok, and led astray. Do you recognize the fact, you know, we pointed out a number of things over the years that we've been doing this show with you.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is the discussion about the new African-American library in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the fact that the way that it is designed, the architecture, is extremely provocative, to say the least, because from my perspective, from the minute I saw it, I saw three pyramids upside down, jammed into each other, with the point of the pyramid in its natural state being turned upside down, and then pushed into the bottom of another one that was turned upside down. And that is what that image is. It looks like three pyramids that's been turned upside down and jammed one on top of the other. And we built the pyramids.
Yes, yes.
The people who built those pyramids, the real pyramids, that's over in Egypt used to be called Kemet. When they built those pyramids, it was called Kemet, and that is what the system of life symbolized. The reality of life as human beings evolved from the beginning is demonstrated or represented by the pyramid as a symbol of human life, of a symbol of life in the universe, and that there were three smaller pyramids and one big pyramid that were built in Egypt. And so the reality of what these things mean has been hidden and locked away, and we need to understand more, much more than we do, about ancient Kemet and why we don't know more than we do about that. And the insult, the attitude of contempt and hatred that they show for black people in the world today, the lack of concern for the number of Africans that are going to starve as a result of the war in Ukraine, which is considered the breadbasket of the world in terms of they raise a lot of food that is sent to Africa. Now, if they don't grow that food, in Ukraine, there are going to be a whole lot of starving people in Africa. There are going to be a whole lot of starving people in these refugee camps from Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and then there's another one. But there are many refugees right now who are depending on that food coming from Ukraine.
Wow.
And if they don't get that food, them people are going to starve.
Yes, they are. Wow.
And why do you suppose, you don't think that that has something to do with the reason why Putin went into this war? I think it does. I don't think most of these European nations care very much about these Muslims who are suffering as a result of the wars for the last 20 years, beginning with Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Libya, and if those people don't get the food that they need, that they're depending on from charitable organizations who get their food from Ukraine, it's going to be a mess.
Wow.
Out here.
We were not aware of that, because they're not going to tell you that in the media. They're not going to tell you that.
If you're watching Dancing with the Stars, you won't know.
Right.
If you're watching the Masked Singer, you won't know. If you're watching all these crazy programs that they got on TV, game shows and entertainment shows, you won't know about these things. But I don't watch them. I watch the news. I go from one channel to another watching the news. Because I want to know.
There are many people who watch the news, and the news serves a purpose, but we can't let it be our only source of information. That's why when you spoke of reading the Quran and utilizing the breathing techniques that we do here on Monday Morning Mindfulness, it's like it's a combination. So what's your practice? What is your daily practice to decipher the information that's being fed to you? Yes, you're being programmed by the news too, but you have to learn how to discern what to put on your plate, so to speak. Because sometimes you have to fast from some of the news too, because it'll have you, Lionel, in a state of uneasiness, a state of fear, as a matter of fact.
Well, if you're sincere, the more sincere you are, the less you'll be afraid. And you have to be, if you really sincerely believe there is a God who has all power, who is almighty, if you sincerely believe that, then you need to be attaching yourself to that God.
All right.
If you want to be safe. The more you attach yourself to God, the less anything else can affect you.
So it'll be like the sweat rolling off your back. You know how they say, yeah, okay, you told me that, but yeah, it's I'm going to let that go off my shoulders because it don't really mean anything to me. So in essence, what you're saying is if you're centered in the Word,
you say,
when the news comes to you, you will be able to decipher it because you have the spirit of the Word dwelling in within you. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes, ma'am. And it's not just words. These are words that you follow. And if you follow the Word, as I said, with the prescription of the acts of worship, you pray, you fast, you give charity, you do good deeds. If you're doing those things, if you are actually sincere in your asking for guidance and then you get the guidance and you sincerely follow the guidance, you will be in a mindset that will lead you to greater understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding is the key.
Yes,
there is
sir.
No greater thing that you can get. Oh, you can overstand all you want to. If you ain't got no understanding, you won't stand over much very long.
Say that. It is 8:24. We've got a few more minutes before the next commercial. If you'd like to join the conversation and share your thoughts, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. And today we are having a discussion on the topic of the show, but it's so much more deeper than that. Will Smith, Chris Rock, ask for what's really going on behind the scenes. Please address that. Do not come with your own agenda. 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. And that would be 212-671. You're live on the Female Solution, Grand Rising. And what's your thoughts on today's subject? Where are you calling from?
We are in Yashalom. Assalamu alaikum. And Grand Rising, this is Minister Robert Floyd Plump here in Chicago, Illinois. How you doing, Zelda? Wonderful.
Peace be with you, brother.
How y'all feeling today?
Wonderful.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, I feel fantastic. Yes, sir, you're right. And I hope that happy Ramadan Abadi and happy Ramadan Kareem to all the brothers and sisters all over the world. Chris Rock and Will Smith, what Brother Plump would contribute to this day and time is, you see, Chris Rock's remind me of Dr. King, okay, which was nonviolent. And I commend him for taking that part. That's a major part. And then, too, when it comes to my beloved brother, Will Smith, we have to ensure through education, information, coordination, cooperation, that he stopped the violence, you see. And I want to share something with you about the peace. In a reflection to the Honorable Minister Farrakhan in the Swan Song. Now we have a peace song. Let us be peace on earth, and let it begins with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. With God as our Father, family, all are we. Let me walk with my family in perfect harmony. Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my solemn vow to take each moment and live each moment in peace, eternity. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. And that's about
thank you for that, Minister Rob Floyd plump, and peace is hard to attain when you are living in a society that is not peaceful. It's not peaceful to your heritage, to who you are. It's not peaceful to the environment in which you live. So how do you keep peace when you are in turmoil on a daily basis, Lionel? How do you do that?
It's a process. It's not an instant. There's no instant cure, but there's a for every step that you take in the right direction, the Creator will take 10 towards you. And there is an opportunity to change. It always has been. Just we've been thinking a big part of the problem is what we've been told about God in the first place, and that really undermines our devotion. Another part of the thing about the word Oscar, you know, the Oscars is like the word Oscar sounds like Oscar. If you don't listen very carefully, the difference between the word Ascar, A-S-G-A-R-D, which is the home where the character Thor of the Marvel series comes from. It is a realm of the universe where the gods live, according to the legend of the Vikings. Thor was supposed to be the son of God, of the god of Asgard was called Odin, and his son was Thor. And it's the same parallel as exists between the story of Jesus and the God the Father, and it's also the same story that existed among the Greeks when he talked about Hercules and his father Zeus,
mm-hmm.
which they're getting ready to bring out another movie about Zeus, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. So this idea, and Arnold Schwarzenegger just recently made an appeal to the people of Russia and Ukraine to end the war. But I digress. Anyway, the point is that the story, the Oscars, is like a place going to the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
It's the home of the gods. It's the place where all the gods come to receive awards from those in the industry who want to present them with prizes for the work they've done this year in continuing the illusion, the imitation of life. So really the Oscar, the actors and writers and so forth of Hollywood are like the gods of this world. They are the idols, the idol gods of this world. And they come together at this place called the Oscars, which is like the home of the gods, according to the legend of the Vikings. And it's all connected to the illusion of man being God, and and because he can create the illusion that masses of people will follow, that keep them as the leaders of the world. And this is what is behind this whole illusion, this imitation of life. Is rooted in the actors, the roles they play, and the stories they tell, becoming reality in the minds of masses of people.
And so far, so good. It has worked very well because we are definitely under their wing because we listen to every word that they say and believe. That is, as Yana Van Zandt would say, until today. Well, right now, today, we got to go take our last commercial break. It is 8:30. You want to join the conversation when we come back? We'll take in calls at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and we will take your call, and we will be right back right after this. Stay close.
Welcome to QuickClick, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique quick link that she can share with friends to begin earning quick cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's quick link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's quick link, Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own quick link and begin earning quick cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional quick cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their quick cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use quick cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
And our executive producer, Naima Latif, will be joining us for the after show right here on The Female Solution. Thank you for joining us. Just tuned in, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. And today's subject is Will Smith, Chris Rock, I'm so tired of it, the fiasco. What's really going on behind the scenes? Well, Brother Lionel Abdul-Hawk is here to break it down for us as we continue the conversation. Let's go to the phone line and see what you're talking about this morning. 706-202, you are live on The Female Solution. I do believe that is Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia. Grand Rising, Baba. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Grand Rising, and assalamu alaikum to my brother. Peace with you, my brother.
It's very much true what you're sharing about this whole distraction. But see, Hollywood is created because you need a way into the mind of the people. And that is the best way, is to enter and detain your consciousness from bringing forth what is in you. Because the thing that we're talking about, too, and what I've heard so far, is looking at the babbling. And there was an elder in 2009, Return of the Ancestors, and he shared with us, he says, if you're putting things in your body that your body has to fight, then there's a war inside of you. Until you stop the war inside of you, you can't have peace outside of you.
Oh.
And so what we have to begin to understand is that this is designed to keep the battle within us. Because this is the part of divide and conquer. And the real challenge is that distractions that we have most going on now is gendercide. Bobby E. Wright wrote Menticide there in Chicago in the psychopathic racial book that he wrote, talking about the mental suicide that we were black-on-black crime. And what you saw in that slap was a skit, because they're both actors. No man is going to stand with his hands behind his back as someone's running up on you. That's the first line of defense. We know that by street sense.
Mm-hmm.
So the part of it was is that this is all a part of the skit. And then to get the Oscar emulation of Patah, that's where they copied it from a comedic side that looks just like Patah. And what they did is took that image and recreated it. But you got to look at where Hollywood sits, and you were talking about Zeus and being on Mount Olympus. Hollywood sign sits upon a mountain, and if you go just from where on Hollywood, there is an observatory, and right around about not even a mile from where that sign is Manly P. Hall University. They have been working magic there, and what they're doing with it is they creating a way to entrap the human mind by entertaining it. And then giving us the same image, because he was getting an Oscar for what? King Richard, which was a portrayal of Serena and being the father of two daughters who became tennis champions as a black man being a father. Then you're going to turn around here and give the image of slapping another black man. That was degrading. So it's all the part of the script.
Keep
you in this loop of not respecting the image of who? Black man. And the other part, too, is that you set the stage where the camera pans and it sees this black woman sitting right beside him, and he's cursing and having this look on her face. It's like, my God, what is going on with this man? So all of this is all a part of the imagery to project to us, to keep us from focusing on them.
Say that. Comments, Lionel? I agree 100%. I agree. Lionel?
Well, the brother's definitely on point. And, the reality of Hollywood and the Oscars, again, is about creating an illusion, an imitation of life. And so that's what they do. They do it, they do it, they do it, they do it. They do it well.
But the
key is for us to wake up and get real.
And what I would, and you keep using, and I thought you were going to talk about it, the movie Imitation of Life was the black daughter wanting to imitate being European. She didn't want to be as her mother was. So she chose to go out and emulate this European because she was such a, had high features of the European. So she wanted to imitate that. Imitation is the highest form of flattery. But you got to go back to the original because that black woman is the original. She is the nurturer of the European. And so what we're seeing is that why should we imitate when we are the originals? Why do we keep trying to recreate an image that we are not?
Why are we trying to assimilate into a situation that does not have our best interest at heart? Thanks so very much for the Oscar information that you, that sign that you sent me because I posted it on my page, Facebook.com, Zelda Speaks, and HLTV1, because there is a comparison there, and you have got what Baba Kwame Sunhorse and Lana Labdu-Hawk just spoke on. It's on my Facebook page, and I'm going to put it on my blog later so you all can see that, just so you can get the gist of it, and we'll talk about that. It is, watching the clock here, 8:43, and we can take a call here, 515-605. I know you're wondering why am I holding this up looking, right? Because I am surrounded by nature today. And why is that, Zelda? Because we have got to get into the habit of being in nature, in touch with the elements, so that we can release this stronghold that's on us, on our minds. And when you sit, and if you can't get to nature, you have no excuse. Because you see this bag of dirt here, this little box of dirt, you put it under your feet when you walk in the door. You put your feet in it, I should say, for meditation this morning. I forgot to do it. But you got to get some dirt. You got to get some earth. You got to get some soil, because that's where the answers are. That's why I used to think Oprah was crazy when she was saying, go hug a tree. The roots from the tree run three times as deep as it does in the sky. And you know, trees are high in the sky, right? Just imagine three times deep down as it is up. So those roots are there to protect not only the land, to protect us. We got to get in touch with them. Yes, go ahead, Baba Kwame.
And you're speaking to what we are now using as artificial intelligence, the internet. The thing is that there is, you can look it up. I would ask your listeners to look up Wood Wide Web. It's called
Wood Wide Web.
And that is the first internet. Just as you're speaking, those roots. So if you got a 100-foot tree, you got 300 feet of roots that's in the earth. They're all connected. And see, people have to even understand the difference between dirt and soil. We're made of the earth, and we get ashy. That's what dirt is. It's just the dead cells of the living soil.
That is powerful. Did you get that? Well, you be sure. And Google Wood Wide Web. I even got some neem, N-E-E-M. It's the bark of a tree, and I'll be posting that on my blog. So look for that. Lionel,
every time you take an aspirin, you're taking a willow tree. It's an emulation. I mean, a simulation of what the wood bark that the indigenous people knew. That you take the bark of the willow tree, and you use it as a painkiller because it has the same products. As a aspirin. It's just an emulation of the aspirin.
Minus the preservatives, the additives, and the fillers that the pharmaceutical companies are including in your aspirin that come from Earth, from Mother Nature. So why are you not in nature? Why are you listening to whatever they're telling us? No. Google that, Wood Wide Web. Go ahead, Lionel.
I appreciate the information. It's all good, as they say. I appreciate it.
If you just tuned in, And you'd like to comment? 515-615-9325. Press 1 to speak. And I don't know if I took this call. 574-341, you're live on the Female Solution. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Jethro there. I'm from Alabama. And I do got something to say to you today.
Okay, go right ahead. Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
I spoke the King's English, lady. I'm from Alabama, right there.
Okay.
And I've got something to do with women in charge. I believe they offer massive, and they just a little bit forward, and usually they're wrong. Most of the time, men need to be in charge. I don't care if it's a simple task, like cutting the grass out there. I let a woman do that. I let a woman cut the grass one time, and she ended up in the shed for 3 days. And in Alabama, you can't get distracted inside of a shed. You know why? Because you stay after a minute. I had the police come visit me that day.
Alrighty, now. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. 515-059-325. Press 1 to speak. But we've only got a few more minutes here, Lionel. I want to give Lionel, I got about 9 more minutes here. I want to give you a chance to continue focusing on what it is that we need to do so that we can get out under this illusion, because we are so stuck in it, we don't even know.
Well, it really comes down to being sincere and then follow, practice what you preach. Practice what you say you believe. The idea, getting away from the ideas that tell us that we don't have to work, that we don't have to do anything, that somebody else is going to pay for our sins, that somebody else is going to pay our ticket into paradise because of what they did. That is inconsistent with natural law and common sense. So we have to recognize that we've been misled, and that what we've been misled about most is our ideas about who God is and what is our relationship to God. And my advice is to study all the religions, sincerely study them from a historical perspective in terms of how they came on the scene, who introduced it, and what has happened to it since then. Is it the same as it was when it originally came on the scene? And that is important. That is important. And I think we have to look at our faith, our relationship with God in a much more realistic and sincere way. And then practice what we preach. Practice what we say we believe in.
Yes, because if we don't practice what we say we believe in, we cannot expect a different experience.
Absolutely. You can if you don't practice what you say you believe in, you'll never know if it's true or not.
Right.
It's when you put it into practice, you will get some result that will tell you either you've been lied to or you have gained something. You have benefited from it. And that's what we've been lied to. Yeah, I can tell you right now, we've been lied to big time.
Yes,
and
we
need to research. We need to be sincere in our opening up to our Creator, ask for guidance, and then get busy following guidance, studying what is out here and what has been out here and how it got here. It won't take that long, but it's very important to get it right.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. And it takes, you know, there is so much going on that we get cracked us in a place that we don't want to be longer than we want to be there. So how do we close out those distractions?
Could I share one thing on that?
Please.
Yeah, and Brother Lionel is correct. But the part two in believing, but we have to get honest. And honesty is a thing in which in the word honesty is one. And you have to overstand that you are the one, because overstanding your truth, because the only vowel in the word truth is you. And when you can get honest and overstand that you are the one of Creator's miracle work, then you have all the power you need to succeed.
Hmm. Man.
Well, in the word, sincere is the idea of seeing sin. You have to be able to see it in order to avoid it. And the reality of a sincere person is one who can see sin. He can see where we are deviating from what is good for us. Sin is not good for us. We want to see where sin is so that we can avoid that trap.
Mm.
The wages of sin is death. So you want to see where death is coming from before you get into it.
Because we will definitely be trapped by it if we are not prepared for it, because that's what it's all about. As Lionel would say, preparation. Study and show yourself approved. Got to get beyond the Netflix and all the other flicks and
lip service.
Sit out and tune in. Because this is where all the answers are to all of our problems, all of our questions. If you don't believe me, try it. As a matter of fact, don't believe nothing I say. Go prove it to yourself. You have an issue? You have something you need an answer to? What would it cost you to sit and be quiet? Put your if you can't get outside in nature, put your feet in some dirt. Go to the store and when you're shopping next time, get you a bag of dirt and get a bag, a container to put it in, and find yourself some more quiet. Go in a room, sit by yourself, put your feet in the dirt, cover up your eyes, and ask your creator, whatever you choose to call it, she, it, him, whatever you choose to call it, and ask.
What?
And be sincere. And be honest with yourself. And the creator connects. All you got to do is be quiet long enough to hear it. We too busy hooping and hollering and shouting and faxing and tweeting and watching all the nonsense. But, you know, it's called programming. And it works. Been working for a long time, and it'll continue to work. It's 8:55. We got 2 minutes. So let me shut up, Lionel. Go ahead. You want to close us out? Give us some closing points?
Well, I would really love to hear from people. I like talking to people, although as of yet, people have not called. My number is 773-642-1453. The material that I discuss about the movies and so forth are available in my book, and I would love to share that with people.
And where can we find this book, Lionel? And what's the name of
it? On the Real.
On the
R-E-E-L.
Oh, On the Real. I love that. And where can they get a copy of it if they want the book?
Give me a call, 773-642-1453.
All right. I love that. Because that's how I met Lionel. I was working at, what was the name of the station? Was it JPC? I think it was WJPC back in the day. Johnson
yeah,
Publishing.
JPC.
And I don't even remember where I met you, but when I found out who you are, and I was like, oh, he does movie reviews. So he will be able to break down this nonsense that we're watching that we think is good for us. So ever since that, I had that opportunity to see your movie reviews. The fact that you've come up with a book called On the Real, because you break down things that I never even thought about. I guess that's why it's called community cultivation, because that's who you are and that's what you do. But On the Real is available, and all you need to do is have a conversation with Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations at 773-642-1453. I want to thank you, Brother Lionel. It has been a pleasure, as it always is. It's never too
It's never long enough. So we're going to have an after show. We're being joined by Naima Latif with the after show. And as soon as our promo for the end plays...
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Here on the after show, I promise you it's going to be good because my sister of the microphone has joined us looking all gorgeous and lovely this morning in her gorgeous gray. Yes, ma'am. Executive producer, Naima.
Well, grand rising to everyone and assalamu alaikum. And Ramadan Mubarak to my brothers and all of those who are serving Ramadan. We're enjoying this opportunity to go through a spiritual as well as physical cleansing in this 30-day period of fasting from sunup to sundown and prayer and meditation and reading the Holy Quran and all of that. So it's a wonderful time of reflection. It's interesting.
Oh, we got some feedback. Do I need to close everything out again and open it back up?
Yeah, yeah, I might be getting an echo from one of the...
for your patience, because this is going to be worth it, I promise you. Yeah. Okay, so I can open up Baba Kwame's mic back again, too. Okay, so go ahead, Naima.
Well, one of the things that the whole incident, if I look at it from a positive perspective, it shows us the wonderful way we really are all connected and how we feel the distress of each other. So that's a good thing. That shows that we're evolving as a human family in feeling when someone has been wrong, we feel the pain of it. So that's a good thing. And our desire to see things made right. That's a good thing. All of that is part of what we saw in the incident that's been played over and over and over again, and everybody weighing in on it and what it means and all of that. And as we've heard, it's a bit of a distraction because often the entertainment industry and the gossip and all of that is used to keep us focused while they do things like, you know, pass legislation that we wouldn't like or do things we didn't approve of, like invade other countries. You know, all these things happen while they do this sleight of hand and keep us focused on gossip. But we do have to be aware of that. You know, what's the agenda to keeping us focused on something else? Much like a magician keeps your eyes focused on this hand over here while the other hand is really doing the thing.
Yep.
So we do have to be aware of that. But we can also learn from the experience. We can learn the importance of foresight before you react and make a decision to do something because of your emotion. Think ahead to the aftermath of that and what's going to happen. The jails are full of people who didn't use foresight. They reacted emotionally out of whatever trauma that they were triggered by, as you said, and whether it's to get vengeance at somebody or protect their honor or show their manhood or repay someone's belief disrespect, they acted and didn't think of the consequences. And the consequence being, you know, jail, they didn't think ahead of that. Or they lived a life that they became immune to that possibility because they've been going back and forth. So it was like a second home to some people. So that's not a deterrent for them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a problem. But for those who are able to get something of value out of this collective experience that we had, we can teach our children some principles of living. What will be doing on our show Wednesday? We're going to have Minister Cynthia Marie Williams join us again. She was on the Ada show last night. Great job in giving us her testimony of her journey through life. But she's also had some experiences that are out of the norm and reawaken things inside of her in terms of understanding of who you really are. You are the eternal soul inside this body. You're not the body. And so we're going to talk about the challenge of teaching eternal life to children as part of their education. We know that we've had various schools of thought, people wanting to indoctrinate children in certain religious teachings or cultural practices. But it's time now for us to give children an identity of who they are that's beyond their race, their gender, their nationality. Who are you as a soul and why are you here? Your purpose for being here is to evolve to that level of unconditional love for your fellow beings so that you can be an asset to planet Earth and all its inhabitants. That's why you're here. So that means you have to develop yourself, skills, talents, abilities, creative abilities, intellectual abilities. You're here to add to the collective in a meaningful and positive way. That's your purpose. So now that perspective is so much different than, well, you got to get some skills and pass a test so you can get a job and pay for things. No, that's not why you're here. That's not who you are.
Thank you.
We'll talk about the challenge of changing the focus of education to that, because that eliminates a lot of the dysfunction that we experience as a result of the stress that we create teaching children that they're going to possibly be homeless and starving and struggling if we don't force this irrelevant information into their heads so they can pass a test that has nothing to do with life at all. We want to change the whole thought that goes into what we're teaching our children.
Amen.
So that when we evaluate history, we evaluate according to what was the level of spiritual awareness of the people that did these acts, whether it's acts of war and violence or acts of love and kindness and charity. We're teaching children to think differently and to observe differently, even if they watch the news, to watch it with a different perspective. If they watch entertainment, to watch it with a different perspective. What lessons are you learning? And what are these people demonstrating that they have learned by what they're doing? And what are they demonstrating that they have not yet learned by what they're doing? And if the end goal for all of us is the evolution of our soul to that point of unconditional love that is a reflection of the Creator, then rather than judging people as good or bad or deserving to be shunned or whatever we've been teaching that isn't creating a better society, we're able to, with compassion, observe where people are in their spiritual evolution. Did their actions show that they still need more work to do on themselves? Did their actions show that they're still reacting to some pain that they have experienced? How can we be supportive? How can we be encouraging? It's a whole new thought. But there are challenges because we have people that are resistant to changing the limited perspective of reality that they have. And this is why, as we prepare to be a part of this whole peace school process with HWPL and introducing a whole new earth concept of how we're preparing the next generation to see the world differently and create the world as it should be, we look at where we've been stuck and how we keep getting distracted because we're stuck and we're not seeing a greater picture of who we are as the eternal beings we are and the eternal mission that we're on. So this life experience is this one experience you're going to have. Why are you here? To learn how to love and to become love in action. So in teaching this, if we evaluate what we're seeing with this lens, rather than, you know, white folks bad, black folks good, or white folks good, black folks bad, or, you know, any of those other things that keep us divided and destructive, we can see what is the level of awareness of that person's soul, their awareness of what they should be doing as someone who is part of the collective body, preparing themselves to add to the collective body. So even if you look at the war in the Ukraine, initiated by Vladimir Putin, what is he reacting to? He's reacting to fear that he's got a nation on his borders that might be empowered to invade or help others invade, and so he's responding to a perceived threat. His action is you know, Will Smith magnified. You know, I'm reacting to a perceived threat, a fear that someone's going to do something to hurt me. So I'm going to react violently to what I believe they're going to do to destroy, dishonor, dismantle my country so I can show strength so people will know not to mess with me. And same thought. You know, this man insulted the honor of my wife and my family, I'm going to react in a way that shows strength so people know not to mess with me. Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. So getting rid of that thought first means getting rid of the idea that someone else is an enemy who's going to hurt you. Because nobody needs to hurt anybody in a world where everybody's sharing what we have, cooperating, and helping to make life better for all. There are no enemies, but we do have people who are misguided, who are wounded, who are fearful, and who have been indoctrinated with incorrect belief systems. So we have to
work to help them evolve to higher terms. Now, I'm at it from that point. There's no anger at anybody. There's no judgment of anybody. There's no blaming of anybody. And there's no need for punishment of anybody. Because you don't inflict pain on people who are expressing pain inside of them already. You help them to heal. And that has to be the way we look at life. And we look at all the other beings that are here. They are fellow beings on a journey of development of their souls. And some of us are still struggling with inner wounds that have not healed. And so they respond to that pain. That's what we see in this behavior. So it's going to be a challenge teaching that, but that's what's necessary. That is the solution, to teach a different thought. And when we can do this, then we'll see a different behavior. And it's simple, and yet it becomes complicated because of how people have been trained to think of others as the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to this session on Wednesday, and certainly everybody here has illuminated some aspects of the situation that we're seeing ourselves in. We have to know that there's an agenda of the corporate business basically keep us as mindless consumers, because that's the world that they've created, one in which we're basically enslaved by an economic system that they created to keep us believing that we have to work in order to get paid money in order to live. We don't have to do that. We just need to learn how to share.
Yep.
And the monetary system will be obsolete. That's all we need to learn how to do. Until we reach that level of consciousness where we can trust each other, and see each other as all part of a collective, then we're going to stay enslaved to those forces that keep us distracted, keep us manipulated, keep us in fear. And we'll stay that way until we see, and then we can change the system and create a system that benefits us all. It's possible. And so this is where we start with the children and teaching them to see themselves and the world and the universe different. Now, if an ant colony can do it, and a bee colony can do it, and a swarm of birds can do it, if all of these other beings can figure out how to live as a collective in peace, then surely the human family can learn how to do it. And that's what we're going to try to assist all of our
children. Can I comment?
Beloved.
Yes, by all means. Baba Kwame, your line is open.
Yes, and assalamu alaikum, Naima. And I'm very grateful for the program in which Sister Pastor Williams will be hosting with you on Wednesday. And the word of the show is female solution. The mother is the first teacher. And it's through you all as females being able to relate to how do we inducerate, bring out of our children, because even in the part of conceiving a child, the education begins inside the woman. The education begins inside the female. And so in the conception of how a child is conceived is part of what we're needing to look at. How do we know that when that child is in the womb, there is a child in the womb, but there is a child in that womb of that child that's in there? That's three generations on conception. Three generations, be it male or female, that's going to come forth, but there's three generations. What they come into the world with is that they come in from the mitochondria DNA passed through the woman into that, and part of it is the male energy also, and how you choose a mate when you talked about nature. Every animal and species chooses the strongest of the mate in order to know to bring forth the strongest of their lineage of their species. So what we're looking at, as Frantz Fanon says, that each generation out of relative obscurity must either fulfill its mission or we all fail. And Julius Nyerere said, whosoever educates your children controls your world. We're looking at who's controlling the world. How has we come to allow this is what we're needing to do in looking at solutions, as that we have children coming into the world, either addicts or some children come into to the world in the environment, and the trauma that they deal creates an environment in that child to either fight, anesthetize themselves, or to make a mission of what they come to do. These are the parts that we have to look at. How do we bring out of our children what they come on the planet to do?
That's right. That's real education, bringing out of them what's already in them.
Right. What did they come here to do?
Yes.
Not what we want them to do. We got enough of that, right?
Right.
What
right.
were they?
And we say do, and we do. Say what? We've had this. Do as I say, not as I do. Because
and you know it.
It's going
right.
to proceed more by you seeing. Is the way that hearing and seeing through the mouth and the eye, I mean through the ears and the eyes, is the way they perceive the world. And so what you're saying and what you're doing, if it doesn't go together, then you're lying to your child, and it sees it. And this is what the entertainment does. You say to be this, but you got mass murders on television, every channel that you watch, basically.
Yep.
The movie is about destroying.
That's entertainment. Yeah.
That's entertainment. Yeah.
That's interdetainment. That's what we got to begin to see. It's interdetainment. It detains their love by showing them death and fear. Interdetain.
And
that's true. And people should look at that. If they can be offended at seeing real life hurt, violence, assault of somebody, why are they entertained by seeing it played out as part of a fantasy in a movie?
Right.
You're watching people get beat up, shot, stabbed, everything as part of entertainment, blown up, and watching it. Why are you watching that? And that doesn't offend you, but it offends you when someone does it in real life.
Right.
Should be offending you. You shouldn't want to see it at all,
right.
Not pretend or real. You shouldn't want to see it because the reaction internally is the same. Your body goes through the same fight, flight, or freeze kind of panic mode, the adrenaline rush, when you're watching it as entertainment as if you're watching it on the street or watching it in your household.
Yes.
Same physical response. So why would you want to take your body through stress? It's entertainment. Why would you want to do that? It's not going to help you. It actually lowers your immune system every time you see an act of violence perpetrated at someone else. It lowers your immune system, even though all you're doing is watching it. So why would you want to do that?
You know, you're absolutely right, because I have caught myself watching a show, and when the commercials come on, I get up and walk around because that's my way of movement as much as possible when you're sitting all day. And a couple of times I noticed that my body was not relaxed. It was in stress mode, because why are you tense watching this movie? Because you're watching a tense movie, and you wonder why you walk around with a headache or unexplained body
But
pain
also,
or inconvenience. Cause look what you are focusing on. Go ahead, Baba Kwame.
Right. And you have to know something, your eating habit. Because when you're watching certain things, you will find yourself eating chips, eating popcorn, or eating something sweet. It's because you're feeding the feelings.
Feeding the feeling. Feeding the feeling. Wow. I never heard that one before.
Yeah.
That's why I love the Female Solution. I always learn something. Wow.
feeding the feeling.
Yeah, you're feeding a negative feeling. So that's why people have to make the conscious decision of what they're going to watch. Television can be a wonderful tool of education and even entertainment and bringing a greater intellectual value and all of that. So we have the power to choose what we're going to put inside ourselves, just like you have the power to choose what you're going to put in your body. Are you going to eat the chips or are you going to eat the apple? You know,
right.
Are you are you going to eat junk or are you going to eat something nutritious? Same thing with what you choose to put inside your spirit by watching and listening to what's on TV. Are you going to choose to watch distressing violence and arguments and insults? Or are you going to choose to watch and listen to maybe a beautiful concert, some uplifting music or
nature. Turn on YouTube and find some nature. Listen to some strings. Something that's going to calm you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but even with the naming, it says, it tells you, it tell a vision. And now we're doing what? We have flat screens or plasma television. Where do you get plasma from? Plasma comes from the blood. So they're already going into the cellular level of our children and us as who watch us, conceivers. The thing that we have to do is not how do we entertain? How do we enter, but how do you bring out of your child crafts, things of what they have abilities in them? You sit there and say, go watch TV. No, go outside and connect with nature. Or let me see you create something. Give them the tools to bring out what's in them. You're giving them tools for somebody to put in them what they want to see come out of them. So if you're steady pumping murders and violence and all of this negativity into the child, what do you think is going to come out of it?
And you wonder why
the child is having
what they do.
The child is having a battle within itself because it has love that it wants to come here and give, and you're forcing fear and hate into it. So it's in a turmoil.
Absolutely.
And that is the wisdom of Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And if you want to leave a comment, you can do that too on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, and our Facebook channel, facebook.com, HLNTV1. Let's get a few comments here. Brian Waldron says, we aren't a monolith as a people, and we can't even agree that what Will did was wrong, and his entire display that night showed a level of narcissism and mental health that needs addressing. You are right on point, my brother, Brian Waldron, wherever you are living, coming from, yeah, because everybody's seen it all over the world. You are right on time. That is a level of narcissism unseen before, because I looked at him when he walked off the stage, and he was like, yeah, I protected my wife. He had a little smirk on his face. I'm not here to condemn him, just to point out some mental health issues.
But it's menticide.
It's menticide, exactly.
About. Right. It's because you're showing that you see another brother that looks like you, and you will attack him because you have been trained to attack that which is most like in yourself. This is why Bobby said the psychopathic racial personality. That's what we just saw. And what other parts is we're seeing is the gender side in the demasculation and the alterations of gender. We've got to look at what is getting ready to happen with our children, because if we create this gendercide, that means genocide is in the process, because you're not going to create, a man is not going to create if he thinks he's a female. A female is not going to create if she thinks he's a male. Yes, they may have that mindset, but let their body and let nature take its own course. Do not force your laws into the mind of our children.
Our sister Beata says, we need to stop judging wrong or right if we want to move into the fourth and fifth dimension fully. We are operating in the third dimension. If you did not hear the show last night on Soul Purpose Healing, which airs Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, you have got to go back and listen to the show. Yes, we are in the third dimension, and we need to be moving forth to the fourth and fifth dimension. She also says learn and absorb the lesson and move on. It's just that simple. You were saying, Naima?
Well, as we become proactive in shaping the kind of thought that needs to accompany whatever is happening, as she said, judgment of right and wrong is not necessary. We can simply understand where each person may be on their own personal life journey to higher consciousness, which we're all going to get there. But some people may be at a point where they're struggling with an internal battle. I believe one of the statements had to do with mental health. All of us, as you said in the beginning of the show, all of us have some trauma.
Yes, we do. Yes,
and
we do.
And it's expressed all the time. The downside of fame is that you end up living your life before the eyes of the world. So all your mistakes are seen as well as all of your triumphs and victories and all of your achievements. So it's wonderful when everybody's applauding you and giving you accolades for your achievements. But what about when you're at a low point and you do something regrettable? It's different when only your family and close friends see you. You know, somebody made the analogy of what happened, like a family barbecue where two cousins start fighting and they ruin the whole family gathering. And even if they make up, everybody still feels bad because they saw the fight. Somebody else used an analogy of, you know, your drunk uncle comes and starts a fight at the wedding, and then at the end makes long toast to the couple, but you ruin the wedding.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. So it feels like that. And that kind of atmosphere, people can relate to that because it's happened. But when it's a private event with just your family and friends, you can see it for what it is, know that this person's got some problems, know that that person's behavior was hurtful to everybody who witnessed it and experienced it. But then that person has the ability to reflect on what they did and make amends with those people who were present because it was just, you know, private gathering, friends and family. But when you've got the world that watched you, you can't really fix that. And that's the price of fame. You can't make amends to all the millions and millions and millions of people who saw you misbehave because of your inner pain and unhealed wounds. So everybody wants to be famous. Well, that's the price you pay. You have to live out your mistakes in the eyes of the world. Your marital struggles, and all of us who've been married and have been in intimate relationships with someone, it's a lot of drama that goes on. And even though you may work it out, the process of it, it can be very distressing. So you need the whole world knowing all of that. Would you want the whole world to have heard the last argument you had with your spouse? Of course not. And talk about it and laugh about it? No. But that's what happens when you are put in the position of fame where everybody has decided you don't have a right to privacy and you want to have this large following. You want to be known by many people because you're needing the love of many people because maybe you didn't get the love of the one or the two that you needed, the mother and father. And many, many people who strive for fame are people who did not have the kind of loving, nurturing relationships with their parent, you know, either one or two that didn't give them what they needed. So they strive for that by getting the love of the many. That's what drives a lot of entertainers. And if they tell their story, you always find that trauma somewhere. A parent either neglected them, abused them, abandoned them. And so they keep trying to fill that hole by getting love from the masses. And they may achieve that. They may achieve that. Yes, you got
got millions of people applauding you. You're winning awards. You're winning Oscars. You're doing all of that. But the pain from that parent who didn't give you the love you desired and did is still there. And so many of us, we're also suffering the pain from that absent or abusive parent, but the world's not watching when we express it. The world's not judging when we express it. The world's not condemning when we express it.
Yeah, we get to keep that to ourselves, unlike those who are performing for the Oscars. Viata says, when the whole world is watching, that's a gift from the divine. That's a gift from the divine. Let me say that one more time. That is a gift from the divine for us to take to heart and look in the mirror and make a change. So
that's right.
Thank you,
Viata. That's what we can all get from this experience.
Yes.
We all are in some way part of that growth process where we stumble sometimes, we do something horrific, we regret it, but we didn't do it in front of the whole world.
Right.
So we have a chance to find it. But this event can give us a chance to really evaluate ourselves. Say, where am I still wounded? Where am I overreacting? Where am I hurting somebody? Or where am I insensitive? And where am I saying things that hurt people? Where am I making someone suffer for the sake of me getting more attention?
Just
feel uncomfortable. Where am I doing that to people?
Why?
So that I can think before I act. Right. I can have foresight. I can see what if I do this, what's going to happen next? I think Sesame Street used to have this little game they play, what's going to happen next, you know, so that children can kind of think in terms of what's the natural sequence of this. You know, mm-hmm, you do this, and mm-hmm, what's going to happen mm-hmm. next? You know, you throw the ball at the window, what's going to happen next? Well, the window will possibly break, you know, okay? So you have foresight so that you can make decisions to prevent harm.
Naima.
And that's the kind of thinking we want to teach our children. In this new education, new way of getting out of them what's in them, to help them see that the objective is to do no harm. So if what you're about to do is going to have a consequence, is going to result in something, what's going to happen next after you do this?
Mm-hmm.
Will it help or will it harm?
Mm-hmm.
And if your intention is to do no harm, and you know that this thing you're about to do will harm someone, then choose not to do it.
You have a choice. Baba Kwame Sanor's comment?
Yeah. And what she's sharing is something that I've been reading, and I work with the indigenous and I work with the community. It's called healing the soul wounds, because what we're doing is we're looking and seeing constantly in our community generational trauma. When do we stop and break these generational traumas? Because this has been perpetuated from generation to generation. When she talked about the wedding and the family, these are generational traumas that have been going on in our communities.
Yes.
When do we begin? Because each, like I said, France Denon, Julius, whosoever educates your children controls your world. We are the first teachers. And if we begin to turn off that television, begin to create interbonding, grandmother and grandchild has a greater bonding because the child coming in from the spirit world and the grandparent is getting ready to become an ancestor, they have a bond. The father and mother, if they're both there, are there to provide for that and then to nurture what the grandparent is able to pass on if the grandparent has not too much damage done to it. So we got to look at how do we structure family. Because family is the first community, is the first world that a child sees. The first world that a child sees is its family. And
mm-hmm.
what it reflects out into the world it goes. Like my father used to say, don't you bring that stuff into my house.
Yes.
Because that house is a sacred space, and this is where your family. And the kitchen table university is where we need to sit that child down besides feeding its body. We need to feed its soul and its mind.
Thank you. Right on target.
That's what we have to feed. That's the whole purpose of, as you said, education. So we have to be proactive and do what we know is the right thing, the best thing, the enhancing thing for our children, and give people an opportunity to choose the kind of education that's going to be life-enhancing. But in order to do this, you have to know the power that you have to choose. As long as you believe other people are more powerful than you and can make you do something, then you'll continue to act as if more power people are more powerful than you and can make you do something. As long as you believe that. There's no one more powerful than anybody else in this planet. No one. No one.
And we have to use our people.
When we teach our children, then they can manifest into reality.
You were, Baba
our
Kwame,
story.
Hello.
Just like I sent you the woman that's a centurion, 100 years old, and she's still working for the Forest Service. And how many centurions do we have that's able to tell? You have Tim Weston. You have Ray Fauntleroy. You have his brother who was a Tuskegee Airman. If you we to take those children and put them with the elders and hear their story, or to be able to record them so they can see those that look like me. When I look in the mirror and I look at them, I see the similarities, but that's what we had once upon a time. And yes, we can share the multicultural and showing the different areas of the world, but you got to first start in the world that they live in, and that is who we are. How do I love that which is me?
Right. Know who we are, and you can't do that until you have decided to look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Vieta says, learn and absorb the lesson and move on. It is not about blame, shame, who did what. It's all about looking in the mirror. And I wish you please look in the mirror. And while you're looking in the mirror, say thank you. Thank you that you're here, you have breath to breathe, and you have breath to make a difference not only in your life but in the community in which you live. And community is what it's all about, and this is one of my passions, a community that I'm passionate about, and that's the homeless. So I ask you to go to our Instagram page and hln.homeless.project, because we're always looking for ways to support the homeless, and one of those ways is with the website. Go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, and you'll see the information there in which we're always trying to help the homeless, because we said earlier, I don't know who was it said that, Naima, earlier, that the homeless are really teaching us lessons about nonconformity. That's my lesson that I got from my little brother who was homeless, because it appeared to me, it's like he doesn't like being told what to do. I know, because I'm one of those. You know, I had a problem. That's why they didn't let me get into the Army, because it's like I ain't trying to get nothing y'all trying to say. Once I figured that out, and I'm so glad, because my flat feet wouldn't let me in there. So I'm now that I look back and see what my girlfriends went through, who did go through, it's like they did me a favor. Anyway, so I digress. But I wanted to share that with you, because I'm always looking for ways to help the less fortunate, what we see as less fortunate, in this world. So if you would be so kind to go to higherlearningnetwork.org and make a tax-deductible donation. Once again, we like the kind of jingles, but we prefer the kind of foes, and we can you can make a difference. Also, we go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. This is the cocoa that we ordered, and we take it out there and give it to them. We go to Dollar Tree and buy some cups with the top on it, so you can make it from home and put it in the cup and take it, and, just give somebody something hot to drink. I have never seen so many grateful people for a cup of a hot cocoa in my life. And I was like, oh, just something warm really makes a difference.
Yeah,
it
makes a difference.
So you can find about
that. And that's what we're raising our children to.
Yes.
Think in terms of benevolence. Think in terms of giving. Think in terms of enhancing someone else's well-being.
Yes.
That's why you're here. Now you think about the Army and them
basically programming you to do as you're told.
Yes.
Obey orders.
Yes.
They're programming you and conditioning you because they're going to have you get out there and kill some people.
And
do it unthinkingly. Don't question. Just do what you're told.
Yep.
Just
do what you're told. You don't. You do not question this. You do as we say do.
So think of how
and then you got to live with that in your that trauma
that.
In your head for the rest of your life.
Yes.
They don't tell you that when you sign up.
That's why we have so many traumatized homeless veterans.
Yes.
Because they have the memories of people whose lives they took in a violent way, and your own soul feels bad, even if with all the conditioning, there's still a part of you that knows this person is a part of me. I just killed a part of myself. How could I have done that? That's inside of you. Even with all the attempts to condition it out of you in military training, your soul is still going to tell you, you took a life. That person is a part of you. And it's hard to try to reconcile that. So what do they do? Self-medicate. You know,
yep.
Stay drunk. Stay high. I don't want to face that. And that's why so many of them can't function when they get back home. And and they're reliving the trauma. And sometimes they go off and protecting family members, which sometimes they end up getting put out of the house and end up homeless. I mean, that's, everybody who's in a situation, there's a cause and effect to everything. If we can understand the cause is an experience that was unloving, if we understand that, then we don't judge and condemn. We seek to heal. That's a different way we have to help our children see the world, see themselves and everyone else in it. We start out with a pure spirit of love of the Creator. Something happens to alter that. We experience unloving treatment. And in our wounds and our pain, we react. And we get into a pattern of reacting out of fear that someone's going to make us feel that pain again. That's what every negative behavior choice comes from, fear that someone's going to make us relive that feeling of pain that we experienced. When we can see people from that, that changes everything. That changes even how we see the racial situation. White folks bad, black folks good. White people did this and this and this. What are people responding to? When people seek to make someone else feel bad, it's because they feel bad about themselves. So if I feel bad about me, if I feel defective, if I feel ugly, stupid, or whatever it is my family, my friends, my environment, my teachers may have made me feel, if I can make fun of you, then I'll feel better about myself.
Absolutely, and that's just about the gist of it. Let's take one more call before we end the show. I've got a Zoom at 10 o'clock, and it's 10-2. 336-350, you're live on the Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment? Please unmute yourself. 336-350.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, excellent. Greetings to the Female Solution and last night's Soul Purpose Healing. Greetings, Brother Kwame. Greetings, Brother Hawk, everybody. I'm just so proud of my extended family. I'm so proud of you. You make me proud, and you make me want to wake up and go another day with the Creator and what the Creator has created. Thank us. I love you all. Aho. Peace.
Oh, thank you so much for calling, Mama AZ. We greatly appreciate you. You know, I have been wondering because I hadn't heard you on my show lately. So I'm so glad to see that you are feeling alive and well and still handling the challenge of being where you are, who you are at this present time. So we greatly appreciate that. We love and appreciate you too, Mama AZ, right here. Female.
Can I say one other thing, please?
Yes.
Okay, I'm getting ready to go down to the license, the DMV, in my motorized Cadillac wheelchair that doesn't work right. But anyway, I'm grateful, and get my license so that when Minister comes out, if she's able to, I can be able to show for her. That's a challenge because she has two legs that she had to get removed, and I'm 3 inches short on one leg, but I still have a leg, and I'm just grateful. So that's my challenge, is to get behind the wheel to chauffeur Minister around. So keep that thought in your brain, everybody, and envision that, because that's where I'm going today to get my license. Thank us.
Thank you, Mama AZ. Baba Kwame Sun Ho, you want to give us a final thought? Because we're about to close out in 2 minutes here. Baba Kwame Sun Ho, unmute yourself.
Yeah, I was on mute. And I know that, you know, Naima was speaking about the veterans, and I can speak to that. But the part that we have to understand is, how do we help that damaged man? It's called the warrior spirit, and what we're having to do is to put that warrior back in place and bring back the son, the husband, the brother, the uncle that was in that person before they were trained to come out and do what they did.
Mm.
These are the tools that we have to begin to work in the mental health field and being able to heal the soul wounds, because these are wounds of the soul. These are just because the mind grows from the spirit, and we've got to reconnect the spirit of that man or that woman. And so what we're looking at is ways in which to begin to heal. How do we heal a people that have been traumatized and damaged and perpetuated against by that which is doing what it's doing, because it's working for them, but it's destroying us.
Absolutely right. Marshall Gordon says, hey, y'all. Thank you so much, Marshall, for coming in, for watching and sharing the show. And I ask that each and every one of you share this show when it's over with, because we all need to hear, because we all been bamboozled to listen to all this nonsense that's going on in the world. But now that we know better, guess what? We can do better. So tomorrow morning, Jody Susan on Soul Purpose Healing on Wednesday. What can we expect, Naima?
Well, Wednesday, of course, again, myself and
Kareem Hamid, Imam.
Yes. We will be talking about the challenge of teaching children about eternal life as part of their education, as the purpose for their education.
Amen.
How that can be a challenge because we have not been allowed to see ourselves beyond the narrow definition of the body we're wearing.
And we're the greatest. Everybody knows it but us. So Thursday, that's why we got Dr. Debbie.
Yeah, Dr. Debbie Green, who always gives
down.
Insight
she
on healing
down.
Those soul wounds that Baba Kwame talked about. That's where we need to heal.
Soulful Solutions on Thursday and Friday. We're back again with Vieta, my sister from another mister.
Knowing how to live in harmony with planet Earth, use this wonderful giving planet to heal with all the right medications, and love your body enough to help your body to enhance what your body was meant to do, and that is carry you through this life journey. So she starts out with some great yoga-based exercising and always the latest health information. And then, of course, Saturday we have an opportunity to join with some people who are working on international connections and helping us to better realize that we are, in fact, part of a global movement for enlightenment. So join us for that. And, of course, Sunday, we come back again with Vieta and Soul Purpose Healing. So we're looking forward to a wonderful, uplifting week of empowerment. Join us every day on the Female
Could I ask Sister Naima one question? And I'm hearing the outline of what you're doing as far as looking at how to do this with the children, but I haven't heard yet have we asked the children, what do we need to do to help them?
All right.
Well, you know, that's all part of it, because as you say, you know, discover what your child came to do, which means you need to listen.
I mean, the reason I'm sharing this is because down there where you went to, Zelda, we gathered there in Navo, and we brought young people from the city, and we would sit them around the fire in nature, out of that environment, and bring them into an environment where it's safe for them to speak their truth. Because we have to hear them and what it is that we say, what we want to see, but what is it that they want to see also.
Yes.
It's a situation. We're parenting, but we got to look at what it is that they see. How do they see their world?
How do they see their world?
And we can only learn that when we listen. And he said a key word, we have to make it safe, which means they're not going to be reprimanded if they say something we don't want to hear or we don't like or we don't agree with.
No condemnation. No condemnation. Just
no
like
condemnation.
No condemnation when we see homeless people on the street. This is something I want to share with you before we go, a recent donation we had, and I just want to share it with you because you need to see it.
So here's our late night delivery of, we've got someone, Val, actually, one of my members, players, donated some suitcases. She said, they might want some suitcases in the air, especially if they got wheels on them, and that's what's inside, the propane. It is 1, 2, 3, 4. So for those of you who are watching, you want to donate, this is what's needed. Coleman propane tanks. Here, turn it around so you can see that. This is what y'all want to donate. Coleman propane tanks. They're at Walmart. You get two of them, $10, okay? Oh, you forgot to look at, open it back up.
This is one of the homeless little girls. Teenager.
There's some money. She put some money in there.
Awesome.
Yeah, and the same thing in the other one, too. So I just wanted to show people what to do. Thanks for watching, y'all. Please share.
So that's just one of the many videos on our blog, and lots of other resources and other information on what's going on in the world. So when you get a chance, go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, and you will see everything that you need there, including the information Brother Kwame, Baba Kwame Sumi sent me about the 100-year-old National Park Service Ranger. Betty Reed Soskin retires after 100 years. Can you believe it?
Wow.
So that's the blog, so go back and check it out. Go ahead, Baba Kwame, before we sign off.
Yeah, but what you, and that was excellent that you did that with the canisters for the propane heaters, but people are spring cleaning out their closets. All of those items that you no longer want to wear, you can take them and distribute them to the homeless people for them to change out of those clothes that they've been in for the winter and give them something new to put on their bodies that's new to them that you no longer need, but can have another need to fulfill by covering another human being.
Yes. Yes. You know, you got hats, gloves, scarves. Socks, I always need socks, shoes, jackets, anything you can think of. Please share it with the homeless. You know, our chosen place to go here in the city of Chicago is Tent City, right on Des Plaines between Roosevelt and Taylor, right next to the gas station. You'll see the big sign out there that says Tent City. Also, there's another one we go to on Chicago Avenue between Kedzie and Sacramento, right under the bridge there on Chicago Avenue. Then there's a couple up to north, right up north on Lakeshore Drive. You think it's not homeless on North Side, you're wrong. And these are people who look just like you and me. So when you see a homeless person, don't judge them. Send them love, light, and energy. Send them love, light, and energy. If you don't even say anything to them, smile. And just know that that smile will take them a long way, further than you could ever imagine. I want to thank you so very, very much for hanging out in here with us. It's 9:56. I got to Zoom at 10 o'clock. I would stay here all day if I could because I just love to talk. And I love for you to be a part of it. Stay on purpose. Stay empowered. Stay tuned. Thank you for more of The Female Solution tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. with Self,
Cell Care with Jody Susan. As I leave you with the last click of the day, I want you to go to this website, to my blog. Actually, you'll see it on my blog, and you will see the click, excuse me, the quick click information. It's the new Amazon that pays you for shopping. I don't know any other organization that does that. Do you? I don't think so. So this is where I'm doing my shopping, getting the hot chocolate and good stuff from, so we can share it with the homeless. And I hope you'll share it with the homeless, too. Thank you so much. Stay on purpose. Stay empowered. Stay tuned and listen to this video. Make it a great day. Thanks for watching.
Welcome to Quick Click, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend. So she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique quick link that she can share with friends to begin earning quick cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's quick link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's quick link, Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own quick link and begin earning quick cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional quick cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their quick cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use quick cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
And all you have to do is go to higherlearningnetwork.org if you have any questions, and we can answer them for you right there. And last but not least, because you hung in here with us, I want you to be able to see the video of the female solution. Because,
welcome to QuickClick, where
Quick
customers
Click.
Can buy, share, and...
We want you to see the female solution promo, because every day of the week, 7 days a week, it's available for here for you to see and to share and to be informed, enlightened, and inspired. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the female solution. Thank you so much for watching. Be sure and share the show. And thanks for being here.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
That's all, folks. And thanks for watching. Bye-bye now. Well, you can always go back and see all the other videos, too. All right. Okay, we are off the air. Okay, I got to get ready for my... Ooh, I got one... Ooh, it's 10 o'clock. I'm late. Girl, talk to you later.
Green Rising.
Peace and blessings.
Thursday.
Love, peace, and energy.
Route